November 16th every year is celebrated as World Tolerance Day. The day is observed to appreciate the diversity of the world's rich culture and tradition. It is also to show respect and accommodate each other. It is therefore imperative that politicians and their supporters tolerate each other as the country goes to the polls in a few weeks. Mary Atule takes a look at the day.
In 1996, the UN General Assembly invited UN member states to observe the International Day for Tolerance on November 16. This action followed up on the United Nations Year for Tolerance 1995, proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1993 at the initiative of UNESCO. The declaration qualifies tolerance not only as a moral duty, but also as a political and legal requirement for individuals, groups and states. In a world of diversity, tolerance is a prerequisite for peace. It is also a lever for sustainable development as it encourages the construction of more inclusive and more resilient societies that are able to draw on ideas and talents of each other. There is the rise in racist attitude and stereotyping of religions and cultures, as it is said that different people cannot live together, and that the world would be a better place if we return to the era of pure cultures protected from outside influence in a mighty-sized past that has never existed. Fighting intolerance requires law. Each government is responsible for enforcing human rights law, banning and punishing hate crimes and discrimination against minorities, whether committed by state officials, private organizations or individuals. The resolution also calls on the state to ensure equal access to courts, human rights commissioners, so that people do not take the law into their own hands and resort to violence to settle disputes. Intolerance is very often deep-rooted in ignorance and fear. Fear of the unknown, of the other cultures and religions. Greater efforts need to be made to teach children about tolerance and human rights and about other ways of life. Children should be encouraged at home and in school to be open-minded and curious. Each of us should begin by asking, am I a tolerant person? Do I stereotype people? Do I reject those who are different from me? Do I blame my problem on others? Let's find out from a cross-section of the public their view on tolerance.
Well, I think after the Cold War, historically, the world has come to a consensus that tolerance is the way to go. And that is even the brain behind the United Nations. Respect your views, respect mine. Let every country respect other sovereign for peace to prevail. And so on a day like this, it behoves of all of us to realize that yes, you have rights, but they are subject to the rights of others. There are limitations as to whatever you do and how far you can go. So yes, it's about trying to tolerate one's view. You don't expect everybody to think the way you do. I shouldn't expect you to think the way I do. But that's the beauty of human existence. So have your view, I have my view. At the end of the day, if those whose views tally with mine are more than those whose views tally with yours, we go by mine. And that is all about democracy.
We are human from different backgrounds, so it's very difficult for you to predict one's behavior. And we need to have a very big heart to tolerate each other. I think that it is not always that you can tolerate somebody, but we have to all try to tolerate each other. That's a very difficult thing to do. Maybe we have to see some psychologist to prescribe ways of, otherwise it will be very difficult. Some behaviors, I don't know whether because of their background or something, very difficult to tolerate. They think that they will take you for a fool if you don't react. Most people think that if you do not voice up, then you do not even know your rights. So maybe once or twice, yes, you can pretend to be a fool and let things go like that. But it cannot be always. But I think we should all ensure that peace prevails.
It's not everything that you can tolerate. There are some you just overlook. There are some too you won't tolerate. For instance, maybe saying a guy coming to your house trying to make advances towards you. Maybe you've warned the person once, twice, and the person doesn't want to stop. I won't be able to tolerate this anymore. Maybe I'll take the necessary action, hit him or do something that will also provoke him.
As we go to the polls, We need to tolerate each other, no matter the political party we belong to and the outcome of the December 7th poll. One thing we should keep in mind is we are one people and should be able to tolerate each other, no matter the outcome of the results. When confronted with an escalation of intolerance around us, we must not wait for government and institutions to act alone. We are all part of the solution. We should not feel powerless, for we actually possess an enormous capacity to wield power. I would try and tolerate you. Try and also tolerate others.